Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda linked militants have attacked a prison in southeastern Yemen and have released more than 300 inmates. The attack took place in the city of Mokalla in Hadhramaut province. One of the senior leaders of the terror group, identified as Khalid Batarfi, is among those who escaped. Two prison guards and five inmates were killed in the clashes. Al-Qaeda militants have also attacked the city's administrative complex and a branch of the central bank. Mokalla is located near the city of Aden, which has been the scene of clashes between Ansarullah fighters and militants for days. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Yusuf Modi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Yemeni capital. Yusuf, this seems like quite a worrying news.
The Al-Qaeda linked militants, they carried out this attack with a car bomb. They broke in the front entrance in the attack against the central prison in Hadhramaut, and they engaged in a fierce gun battle inside of the prison, and of course resulted to the death, as you mentioned, of five people. Many Al-Qaeda militants were released, including prominent members. There were also other inmates who also escaped. This seems to be a strategy which is often taken in places where the government is absent or there isn't any security or stability. Al-Qaeda militants, they tend to take advantage of these situations and they carry out attacks on a number of government facilities, and they have a propensity to release some of their inmates who are locked up in the prison.